This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When bonds go down, the yield goes higher to make them more attractive to investors. That abstract principle could make your next home more expensive. The benchmark 10-year T-note is down amid signs the U.S. economy is gathering some strength that has pushed the yield up to 2.15% and 30-year mortgage rates to quite close to 4%, the highest in a year. Guy Sakala is an analyst at Inside Mortgage Finance. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? End of an era?
It sure looks like that. You can never tell. Economists have been predicting interest rates would rise for the last 3 years, and they've been wrong every year. We're starting to see a significant housing recovery. The overall economy looks positive. We knew that we weren't going to stay at 3.5% forever. It was just a matter of time until we started moving up.
Now, before we get too breathless about, wowee, 4% 30-year mortgages, I think we need some perspective, right? This is not the Carter administration or the early Reagan era.
No. You know, if we have to predict what would be a normal, in quotes, interest rate for mortgages, it would probably be around 5%. And historically, 5% would look fantastic. It just looks pretty mediocre after the past year or more.
And a lot of us have had what you might call deflationary thinking, that mortgages are only going to get cheaper, so many of us waited to buy the house. That logic is now in question, I think.
Yes, and what we're seeing is clearly part of the rebounding housing market is homeowners getting off the fence and trading up, first-time home buyers jumping into the market, and it's all because they see the same signs you do and say, gee, rates are going to be moving up now, and if I want to even catch them below 4% or at 4%, I need to move now.
Guy Sakala, publisher at Inside Mortgage Finance, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.